either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة قيل وما إخلاصها قال أن تحجزه عن محارم الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when describing this insan in His Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala refers to this human being as being a very weak and a puny creation. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan has been made very weak. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. He is by nature very hasty. He has very little patience. He has very little tolerance. On the one hand, is these decisions which la rayba fi, there is absolutely no doubt in them, they cannot be refuted in any way, that the human being by his very essence and by his nature is weak. And on the other hand are the claims and the da'wahs which this insan himself makes, that I am a very big doctor, I am a very big engineer, I am a very big lawyer, I have got my degree from Harvard University, and I have got my degree from this university and that university. I am somebody. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا, that this insan is a zalim, he is a transgressor. And not only is he zalim, he is jahil also. He is ignorant. What he says, I am very intelligent, I have acquired so and so degree. And Allah doesn't just say jahil, Allah says jahula, which is the exaggerated tense of jahalat. Extremely ignorant. Extremely foolish. What does this mean? That on the one hand, he has studied for so many years, made so much of effort, regards himself to be so knowledgeable, And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says he is jahil and he is ignorant. What it means, my respected brothers, is that what knowledge he has acquired when compared to the ocean of knowledge that Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden in the seven heavens and the seven earths, the knowledge that this human being has acquired is very insignificant. He is jahil. He knows very little. There is so much that he doesn't know. How much he doesn't know, there is no limits to that. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions the duration that Allah Ta'ala addressed the heavens and the earth, mentioned in the Quran, اِعْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهَا, that come willingly or unwillingly. And the seven heavens and the seven earths replied in one voice, أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ, oh Allah, we will come willingly. Similar verses were revealed in the Torah of Musa alayhi salam, to which Musa alayhi salam posed a question to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, if the seven heavens and the seven earths have to turn against you, refuse to carry out your command, what will you do? Allah Ta'ala tells him that, O Musa, sallattu alayhim ad-dabba, I will set one animal upon them. And this animal is so vast, it will swallow the seven heavens and the seven earths in one morsel. Aina tilka dabba? Oh Allah, where is this animal? Allah Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, fi marjim min muruji. Oh Musa, it is in one of my stables. In other words, there are many such stables. Aina dhalika al-marj? Oh Allah, where is the stable? Allah Ta'ala tells him, fi ilmin min ulumi, O Musa, it is in my knowledge. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Insan has been given very little knowledge. Absolutely insignificant. One is that knowledge which the non-believer has. The one without Iman, whether it can be Einstein, whether it can be Newton, whether it can be the so-called intelligentsia of our age, concerning their jahalat and concerning their ignorance and concerning their foolishness, there is absolutely no doubt. Their comparison to the simplest believer, to the knowledge of the simplest believer who's never been to any school, never been to any university, never been to any college, was living in a village all his life, never saw the inside of an educational institute. Allah's qasam, this villager or simpleton who has got no degree or no knowledge to his name, Allah's qasam, he has much more intelligence than Einstein or Newton ever had. They studied the atom, and they studied relativity, and they studied all these theories, and they spent their whole lives searching and searching and searching, and this conclusion also they didn't arrive at as to who created the universe. Ask the simplest believer that by who created this universe, without any hesitation, he will say Allah. Their example is like a totally blind person. They are totally blind. And the believer who's got a little bit of knowledge, he is like a person with one eye he can see and the other eye he can't see. So obviously, if a person can see with one eye, he is in a far better situation than the one who can't see with both eyes. And the paradox and the irony of the situation in this day and age is that the one with one eye who can see little bit, who's understood, come as come, this much is understood about Allah, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He understands that one day I have to die, and there will be hisab and reckoning. And after this hisab and reckoning, I will either go to Jannat, paradise, or I will go to Jahannam. This much he has understood. So he can see from one eye. Today the one-eyed person is asking the blind person for direction. How is he ever going to get direction? That is why Allah Ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تستضيئوا بنار المشركين. That do not take warmth, do not take a log of fire, do not take any warmth from the fire of the disbelievers. Don't ask them for direction in anything. They are completely blind. They have gone completely off the track. How Allah describes them, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Look at the eloquence of Quran. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say they are like animals, or they are animals. Allah says, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are nothing but animals. As if there was nothing lower than this. Those who have not recognized Allah, have not recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have not understood about Jannat, have not understood about Jahannam, they are nothing but animals. At least animals have realized what their purpose is in this world. They have not even realized this much. So Allah says, بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. But they are even more deviated than animals. And this believer who has said La ilaha illallah once even in his life, who has got Allah in his heart, who has brought Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his value, his maqam, his status, his position in the eyes of Allah is greater than the whole world full of disbelievers. Because of him the sun is rising, because of him the sun is setting, because of him the moon shines at night, because of him Allah Ta'ala has set up the pattern of the beautiful stars that are twinkling at night, because of him the crops are growing, and because of him the rainfalls are falling. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that as long as there is one person on the face of this earth in whose heart is this iman, who has said La ilaha illallah, in whose heart is the name of Allah, till that time Qiyamah will not come. So O believer, O reciter of this kalima, understand your value, understand your status, understand your position. It is because of you that 5 billion insan are eating. It is because of you that they are being sheltered. It is because of you that they are receiving homes. It is because of you that the bounties and the mercies of Allah are being showered upon them. Otherwise, this world has no value in Allah's eyes. وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَن يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ وَزُخْرُفًا. Allah says, this world is so valueless without iman in my eyes, that if it were not for the fear, if it were not for the fear that all of you would forsake your iman, then I would have given the disbelievers homes of gold in this world. I would have made their homes out of gold. But when I have given them so little dunya, when I have given them so little of my bounties, looking at that you are already ready to forsake your iman, what will happen if I have to give them homes of gold? So for the sake of the protection of that little iman which you the believers have, this is why I haven't made their homes out of gold. What value does this world have? And how can this reciter of La ilaha illallah ever regard success, ever regard dignity, ever regard honor as having anything to do with the possessions of this world? When Allah says it has no value in my eyes, what you have with you, in your hearts is my name, in your hearts is my kalima, that is of value. This world has no value. And yet with big eyes we are, the mouth is watering, looking at the dunya of others. One poet says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تراه مبغضا وليس بمذنب يرى العداوة ولا يرى أسبابها حتى أن الكلاب إذا رأت ذا ثروة خضعت لديه وحركت أذنابها وإذا رأت يوما فقيرا غابرا نبحت عليه وقشرت أنيابها. He says the poor man walks and the whole world is against him. You hate him, but he has not committed any crime. He sees all the distaste and the dislike and the enmity on the faces of those around him, and he cannot understand why, what wrong have I done? To this extent that even the dog when it sees a rich man, then it starts wagging its tail and it stretches out its paws in front of the rich man. وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا. And one day when it sees the faqir, the beggar, the poor man, with dust laden on his clothes, then نَبَحَتْ عَلَيْهِ, the dog starts barking at him. وَقَشَرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا, and it grinds its teeth at him. This is the mentality of a dog. To judge on the basis of this temporary world is the mentality of animals. In whom illa kal an'am. Allah says they are nothing but animals. This is why Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah used to say, that those who have not recognized Allah, who have not recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have no consciousness of qabr and akhirat and of the temporary life of this world, they are following behind the dogs. Every morning they have to take their dog out for a walk. The dog is in front, they are behind the dog, and Allah forgive us, we are behind them. They are following their dogs and we are following them. How can the reciter of La ilaha illallah, when you have got sight, rely on the blind person for guidance? When you have got sight, you have turned to the blind people to teach you about education, to teach you about technology, to teach you about the direction of your life. Greater foolishness than this, what is there? And yet Allah is so tolerant, He has showered His ni'mats, He has showered His bounties one after the other upon us. So that we look around us and we realize the qudrats and the power of Allah. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. Allah says, who is it that has stretched out this earth for you and has made it a cradle and a bed? Who is it that has placed the mountains on this earth to keep it stable for you? Who is it that has created night? Who is it that has created day? Who is it that has created men and women, created this insan? Who is it that has raised the seven heavens up aloft above you? Without any pillars it is standing. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Can you see any gaps? Can you see any cleavages? Can you see any rafa'a samawati bighayri amadin tarawnaha? Are there any pillars that are keeping it aloft above you? Who is it that has sent down the rain waters to you? Who is it that is causing the crops to grow from the ground? Who is it that has placed that sweetness in that fruit and in that vegetation? Water falls from the heavens. That same water goes into the mouth of the snake, it becomes poison. Goes into the mouth of the deer, it becomes musk. Goes into the mouth of this insan, it quenches his thirst. Goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes milk. Goes into the mouth of the bee, it becomes honey. Goes into the mouth of the earthworm, it becomes silk. The same water. Who is it that is doing this? One water, no taste. One ground, no taste. One fertilizer, no taste. You place the seed in it, and he from above his arsh, makes the mango juicy, makes the watermelon red, makes the karela bitter, makes the carrot sweet. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. Is there anyone else? أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there another ilah besides Allah that is doing all this for you? Look around you, understand the qudrat, understand the power of Allah. As bin Wail comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his hand he has a decaying piece of bone. Remains from someone of the past, some skeleton, which has become so decrepit and decaying that he flings it in front of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a manner that it turns into dust. And then he shouts out, fakhr, arrogance, pride of this insan, atazumu anna rabbaka yuhyi hadhihi wa hiya ramim. What are you claiming? What do you think of us? Are you saying that your Rabb is going to give life to this dead, decaying, decrepit piece of bone when it has shattered in front of your eyes? Why? Because they are blind. This is why they ask such questions. They are blind. They haven't looked around them and seen Allah's greatness. Allah spells it out. Jibreel is sent. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوقِدُونَ أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَى وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah says, look at this insan. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ. Has he not realized how we created him? From nutfa, from a drop of sperm, from something insignificant, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, that today he is arguing. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا. He puts forward an argument and he has forgotten about his own creation. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were you created just like that? Or are we the creators? وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا, he has forgotten. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He says, who will give life to a piece of bone when it has decayed? قُلْ, say unto him, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The one who gave it life the first time will give it life again. You've forgotten about yourself. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. هَلْ تَرَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time, لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, when you didn't exist, no one spoke about you. No one mentioned you. You were nothing. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Bari. Allah is Musawwir. An artist creates impressions. When he creates impressions, The picture he makes is based on some landscape, on some beautiful scenery that he has seen. He imitates and he copies that. There is some plan beforehand which he follows, by which he creates or prepares whatever he is doing. The factories manufacture, whether it is sofas, whether it is carpets, whether it is clothes, whether it is furniture, whether it is cars, all these things, when they manufacture and make them, they make them out of raw material. There is some plan beforehand, and there is some raw material. They make effort on this raw material and create. Allah is that creator and that khaliq and that bari. Allah says, I am bari. What is bari? That zat and that being whose raw material is nothingness, who has created out of nothing. Factories produce out of raw material. Allah's raw material is nothingness. From nothing, Allah created and brought into existence. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You didn't exist, no one spoke about you. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. From a clot of congealed blood. Somewhere Allah says, مَا إِنْ دَافِقٍ. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, مَا إِنْ مَهِينٍ. From zillat. From a worthless drop of fluid. Somewhere Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, we created this insan from an extract of clay. Then we made him into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. Then from a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. And that lump of flesh was given bones. Stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was nothingness. What at one time was a spurt of liquid. What at one time was najasat and was filth and you would not hold in your hand. Allah brings it forth. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created this insan in the highest form, the paragon of Allah's creation. From zillat, from nothingness, Allah brings forth the highest form of His creation. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. In such circumstances, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. We have created you in the womb of your mothers. O insan, use your aql, use your intelligence. You have pride over your abilities. The simplest task, you need a controlled environment. That laboratory, the wind mustn't blow also. If the lights have to switch off, the simplest task becomes impossible to you. Allah says, we created the most precise of our creations in three layers of darkness. The darkness of the womb, the darkness of the placenta, and the darkness of the stomach. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ قَرَارًا فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. We gave you a place of rest and shelter in the womb of your mothers. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Then the apportioning and then the measure of Allah started. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah says, the treasures of everything are by Allah. The treasures of everything are by Allah. Allah sends it down in a perfect measure according to the needs of His slave. That tiny drop of blood, there was no eyes, there was no ears, there was no heart, there was no mind. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. The apportioning, the system, the nizam, the rububiyat of Allah. غَشَيْتُكَ فِي غِشَاءٍ لِأَلَّا تَفْضَعْ مِنْ ذُلْمَةِ الرَّحِيمِ. You were covered in a cloth so that the darkness of the womb does not frighten you. حَوَّلْتُ وَجْهَكَ إِلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا لِيَلَّا تَضُرُّكَ رَائِحَةُ الطَّعَامِ. Your face was turned to the back of your mother so that the bad smell of the food coming from the stomach does not disturb you. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالطِّحَالِ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدِ. You are going to stay for so long. How are you going to just sit like that? We had to give you a pillow. So we gave you a pillow on your right side and a pillow on your left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen. The pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. How long were you going to stand? You had to stay for 9 months. So we taught you to sit in the womb of your mothers. Sit on water. Sit on water. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Does anyone else have this قدرت? Does anyone else have this power? مَنْ أَوْسَلَ إِلَيْكَ الْغِذَىٰ وَأَنْتَ جَنِينٌ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. Who was it that sustained you? Who was it that nourished you? Who knew of your needs? When you were but a fetus in the womb of your mother, she could not look inside. She didn't even know what was happening. She walked, she talked, she turned in different directions. One Zat and one being from above his arsh was portioning you to perfect measure. فَلَمَّا أَنْتَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ أَشْرِكْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَىٰ رِيشَةٍ مِّنْ جَنَاحِهِ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ لَمْ أَزَلْ أُدَبِّرْ فِيكَ تَدْبِيرًا. The period when this amanat and trust had to remain in the womb of the mother had passed. Now it was time for this amanat to come into the dunya. The passage is small. The child is large. We send wahi to the angel that was deputed to guard over the womb. The angel stretches out its wing and your passage into this world was made easy. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ. We made the road easy. How? Ajeeb. It is said that the skull, to protect the brain, which is the center of the intelligence of the human being, the skull has been made hard like a rock. So that if anything hits this head, it has to protect the brain that is underneath it, otherwise the brain of my banda will be destroyed. But in that newborn baby that hasn't yet come into the dunya, Allah has made the bones of the skull soft so that they can merge with one another, so that the skull does not crack when the child is coming into the world. Once the head has passed that canal and has come into the world, then the skull gets hard. Inside the womb of the mother it is soft. Which scientist decided this? Who was sitting there deciding all this? لَا لَكَ سِنٌّ تَقْطَعْ وَلَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْتِشْ وَلَا لَكَ رِجْلٌ تَمْشِي. We brought you into this world. You did not have teeth that could bite. You did not have hands that could grasp. You did not have feet that could walk. You were helpless. Previously we sustained you with blood through the umbilical cord. And that also, when his sustenance was haram, when my banda had to be sustained and nourished with haram blood, then Allah said that food cannot go through his mouth, cannot touch his tongue, because with this tongue he has to remember his Allah. So in the womb of the mother it had to go through the navel. Now we brought you into this world, that umbilical cord is cut off, supply is cut off. Where's the shop? Where's the job? Where's the degree? Your teeth can't bite, your hand can't grasp, your feet cannot walk, you are helpless. Allah has not forsaken you. عَذَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ يُنْبِعَانِ لَكَ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا فِي ثَدْيِ أُمِّكَ دَافِيًا فِي الشِّتَاءِ وَبَارِدًا فِي الصَّيْفِ فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Allah says, we set forth two streams of pure milk in the breast of your mothers. Cool in summer, warm in winter, nothing more nutritious for that child than the milk which emanates from its mother. To this extent that scientists say that if the breast is cut open at the last point, you will not find milk. You will find a colorless liquid that on the suckling of the child turns into milk. And they also say that this child, its source of sustenance was going to be the milk that it suckles from its mother. So inside the womb, before it could come into this world, that newborn baby has its thumb stuck in its mouth so that it learns how to suckle before it comes into the world. A child that is born premature and a child that is born normal, the nutrients, the proteins, the carbohydrates which the premature child needs is more than the proteins which a normal child that stayed the full 9 months or the full period needs. This is why that the milk that comes from the breast of the premature, comes from the breast of the mother of the premature child, that milk is richer in proteins than the milk that comes from the breast of the mother of the ordinary child. Who sat inside that mother and made up this milk? Allah knew that one was premature, he needed more nutrients, so that milk was richer. And the other one was born the full period, too much nutrients will harm it, so that milk is weaker. This also they say, that a newborn child's digestive system is not fully developed. It's not fully developed. So the milk that comes from that mother is very thin. So it's easy for the child to digest it. As the child grows and the digestive system of this child develops, so automatically the milk from its mother thickens. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِ Is there anyone else that has this qudrat? That you have forgotten your Allah, نَسِيَ خَلْقَ You have forgotten, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ Did you come from nothing? Who created you without raw material, from nothingness, from a drop of sperm? It is said that the child that comes into the world, its starting point was nutfa, was a drop of sperm. It is said that from that time, 9 months later, when this child comes into the world, it is 100 million times bigger and 6 billion times heavier than what it was. In 9 months. And such perfection, such perfection. This fingerprint. Burn the finger once, the fingerprint will come back again once it has healed exactly the same. Burn the finger second time, it will still come again the same. Burn the finger third time, it will still come again the same. Allah invites you, look at your fingers. In each fingerprint there are 100 ridges, 100 lines. The ridges in the center are circular. In the side is a different shape and on the tip is a different shape. You can look at your fingers afterwards, don't look at it now. Just take my word for it. Hundred characteristics Allah has kept on each finger. On the index finger, 100. It is said that to find 2 human beings, we're not whole 100, just 2. 2 out of the 100 characteristics, 2 lines out of that 100 are the same. To find 2 human beings that have 2 lines the same, you have to examine 16 people. And to find 3 lines the same, to find 3 lines the same, you have to examine 64 people. And to find all 100 lines the same, to find all 100 lines the same, from now for the next 4 billion years, all the human beings that live on this earth, you have to examine the whole lot. That's if we live so long on this earth. And that is only 1 finger out of 10 fingers. No eyes the same, no voice the same, no nature the same, no temperament the same. All this is an invitation to the wahdaniyat of Allah, that understand the oneness of your Allah. Who made all these differences? From a clot of congealed blood, from a drop of blood. Which laboratory was inside there? Which scientist sat there and decided all this? I am speaking to you. My thoughts are being transformed into sound. That sound is being transformed into words. And I'm uttering those words. I can utter from now till Qiyamah, you will not hear one thing if it were not for the wind of Allah. The wind is carrying that sound to your ears. In each ear, Allah Ta'ala has placed 100,000 telephones. 100,000 receptors for sound in each ear Allah has placed. That is taking in that sound. And it goes to the back of the ear, emits a vibration, and that vibration is amplified by three bones. Three bones, the hammer, stirrup and anvil. Inside the back of each ear there are three bones. These three bones are set in direct proportion to each another. And these three bones have to be exactly the same size, otherwise my banda won't be able to hear. So a baby that's born, when it is 10 years old, when it is 20 years old, when it is 30 years old, the eyes get bigger, the hair gets bigger, the head gets bigger, the ear gets bigger, the hands get bigger, the feet gets bigger, the heart gets bigger, everything in the body grows. Because Allah has made it like that. But these three bones in a newborn baby and in a 50-year-old man are exactly the same size. Which scientist is sitting inside the body and telling these three bones not to grow? It amplifies the vibration and it goes inside to the inner ear, which has, you know, the harps, we like musical instruments. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah sent me to destroy musical instruments. Allah sent me to destroy musical instruments. Al-ghina'u yumbitu an-nifaq fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u az-zara. Like how when water is poured on a plant, that plant, it is Allah's system, it must grow. In the same way, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, listening to music will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. That is why at the time of maut, they can't say la ilaha illallah. Because they haven't understood the deen of Allah. That harp which Allah has placed inside the ear has 6,000 strings. 6,000 strings. The size is 1/20th of a millimeter each string. 6,000 inside each ear from a drop of blood. So that 6,000 different frequencies of sound can be heard. These strings vibrate, pass the air on to 18,000 nerve cells which are transmitting it to the brain. The mind cannot comprehend the qudrat of Allah. And Allah invites us, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look within yourself. You will understand the qudrat, the power of Allah. That from one cell, from one drop of sperm, from one cell, He brought you forth 100 million times bigger with a body that has 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells. The circulatory system of this human being, it is said the diameter of this earth is 24,000 miles. The circulatory system of each human being is 90,000 miles long. Three times the size of this earth. Where was all this in the drop of blood? وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلُ وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. They argue and they forgot about themselves. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Say unto them, that Allah and that Qudrat and that force that created them the first time from nothingness will bring them and resurrect them in their original form again. يُجَاءُ بِابْنِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُوقَفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهُ بَذَجْ. One human being will be brought and made to stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. That day, he will be shaking and shivering like a little baby goat. And Allah will say, أَعْطَيْتُكْ وَخَوَّلْتُكْ وَأَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكَ فَمَاذَا صَنَعْتَ فِيهَا. I showered my bounties upon you. I showered my ni'mats upon you. I showered my favors upon you. فَمَاذَا صَنَعْتَ فِيهَا. What did you do? What did you do? Did you recognize your Allah? This is La ilaha illallah. This is Kalima, my respected brothers. The greatest bounty, the greatest ni'mat, Allah's ni'mat are such, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says, if you have to enumerate, and if you have to start counting the favors of Allah upon you, you can't do this. It is beyond human comprehension. And the greatest ni'mat, that da'wat, which every Nabi of Allah came with, from Adam alayhi salam right up till Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one after the other, each one came with one da'wat, one invitation, one basis, one ism, one foundation, la ilaha illallah. That there is no ilah except one Allah. There is only one force, one system, one benefit, one harm, one giver, one taker, one maker, one breaker. Such a kalima, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi ta'ala amudan min nurim bayna yadayil arsh. Idha qala al-abdu la ilaha illallah ihtazza dhalim, and causes that pillar of light in front of the arsh of Allah to start shaking. Allah Ta'ala says, Uskun, stop shaking. Stop shaking. That pillar addresses Allah, Kayfa askunu wama ghafarta liqailiha. Oh my Allah, how can I stop shaking when you have not forgiven the reciter of La ilaha illallah? Allah Ta'ala says, Inni ghafartu lahu, I have forgiven him. فَيَسْكُنُ عِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ, and it stops shaking at that time. Such a kalima. The basis of distinction, that one, if he has this in his heart, he is more valuable than the world full of disbelievers. مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person will say La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, with sincerity, he will enter into Jannat. Sahaba asked, Ma ikhlasuha? O Nabi of Allah, you have placed a condition. What is the ikhlas of La ilaha illallah? What is the sincerity of La ilaha illallah? An tahjuzahu an maharimillah. One is when the tongue says La ilaha illallah, and one is when the heart says La ilaha illallah. 13 years in Makkah, that effort was made upon Sahaba Kiram to transmit the La ilaha illallah from the tongue into the heart. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who whipped at night, made to lie with the open wounds on the burning sand of the desert, a rock was placed on his chest, and he was dragged through the streets of Makkah, shouting, Ahad the one Allah, Ahad the one Allah, Ahad the one Allah. Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, burning coals of fire, with his bare back he was made to lie on fire, burning coals, till the blood and the pus coming out of his body would put out that fire. Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be tortured with naked fire, his face used to be burnt, his hands used to be burnt, his feet used to be burnt. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would walk past, he would say, Ya Nar, كوني بردا وسلاما على عمار كما كانت على إبراهيم عليه السلام. O fire, become a source of coolness and peace to my Sahabi Ammar as you was for Ibrahim Khalilullah عليه السلام. They learned Iman. An effort had to be made to transmit this from the tongue into the heart. Today everything else we are prepared to learn. The little profession in this world we are prepared to learn. Salah we know we have to learn. Zakat we have to learn. Hajj we have to learn. Yet the greatest sabak and the greatest lesson and the mission and maqsad and the invitation of every Nabi of Allah, La ilaha illallah, that not only are we not learning it, we don't even realize the need that we have to learn it. That there is no ilah. Nothing does. No government is doing. No job is doing. No degree is doing. No science is doing. No technology is doing. the kuffar of Makkah made the idols in Baytullah into their idols. This one gives rain, and this one gives respect, and this one gives sustenance, and this one gives this, and this one gives that. Today Allah forgive us, we have made engineering into one idol, doctoring into one idol, science into one idol, the shop into one idol, the dollars into one idol, the rands into one idol, America into one idol, science into one idol, technology into one idol. We have made it into idols. We have placed that reliance and that trust which was only for Allah upon these things. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked his sahaba, Ibn Kasir riwayat, Hal tadarun kam bayna as-samai wal-ard? O my sahaba, do you know the distance between the earth and the first heaven? They had made so much of effort on La ilaha illallah, so much the azmat, so much the greatness, so much the kibriyai, so much the oneness and the wahdaniyat of Allah had entered into their hearts, that no one ventures an opinion in one voice, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Kalima-e Tawheed apne marzi ke salab hone ka iqrar hai. That this declaration of La ilaha illallah, what it is a declaration that my marziyat, my desires, my logic, my thinking, my planning, my intelligence has come to an end. O Allah, what you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want, that is what I want. That is La ilaha illallah. Where, what does it mean to make that degree into your idol? To make that shop into your idol? And to make that job into your idol? And to make that home into your idol? That in that shop, and in that job, and in that degree, when you will break the order of Allah, when you will break the order of Allah for the sake of that shop, or for the sake of that job, or for the sake of that degree, then you have made that into an idol, like the kuffar of Makkah made Lat and Uzza into idols. This is khilaf of yaqeen. Sare masla yaqeen ka masla hai bhai. The whole question is a question of yaqeen. That what is in this heart? So much we have to speak about Allah. And so much we have to invite to Allah. And so much we have to call to Allah. That only the greatness of Allah is in this heart. And the greatness of shops. And the greatness of degrees. And the greatness of jobs. And the greatness of dollars. And the greatness of America. And the greatness of Europe. And the greatness of every ghair of Allah comes out. That is the job of this ummah. To establish Allah's greatness on this earth. That is La ilaha illallah. Not lip service. That it is only Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَى. Allah does as He wills. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَى. Allah creates what He wants. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَى. Hidayat, guidance in the hands of Allah. يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَى. Deviation in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَى. Respect is not in shops, is not in degrees, is not in wealth. Izzat and respect in the hands of Allah. To dhillu man tasha, disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation in the hands of Allah. Yabsutur rizqa limay yasha. Wealth, affluence, richness, big bank balance has nothing to do with your intelligence, has nothing to do with your degrees, has nothing to do with your know-how. Unzur كَيْفَ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, we have apportioned it. Wealth is in the hands of Allah. The businessman is in his business because Allah put him there. The doctor is in his surgery because Allah put him there. The engineer is in his workshop because Allah put him there. The beggar is on the street because Allah put him there. There is only one Malik, only one Raziq, only one sustainer, only one nourisher, only one maker, only one provider. It is His Nizam, His system, His irada that is running this whole universe. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَن يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Allah has written down, Allah has decreed what each person will get, when he will get it, how he will get it, to what extent he will get it, not now, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, it has already been decided. No one will have one penny more than that which Allah decided. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. Risk, sustenance, wealth, affluence in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Poverty, want, hunger in the hands of Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ. Say unto them, O Allah, مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. He is the owner of every kingdom. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. He gives kingdom to whom He wants to. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءَ. And He snatches it away from whom He wants to. What happens? Happens on the will of Allah. Musa alayhi salam, a little baby, helpless, Fir'aun, sword in hand, looking at this child. إِنَّهُ قَاتِلِي. This child is going to kill me. This child is the one that's going to snatch my kingdom. Allah's sifat of hafiz, Allah's quality of protection was there. Fir'aun could not harm a hair on the body of that child. Not only that, Allah made him take out from his wealth to pay for the upbringing of this child. إِنَّهُ قَاتِلِي. Saying this child is going to kill me. Yet, he can do nothing. Why? Because no force on this earth can do anything without the irada and the will of Allah. Ashab-e-Kahf, those youngsters, they go into the cave. Allah puts them to sleep. How long are you going to sleep? 10 hours? 12 hours? 14 hours? 16 hours, the bones will start paining, the back will start paining, the head will start paining, till eventually the bones will start cracking. You'll want to go toilet, you'll want to eat, you'll get hungry. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعَى. 309 years they go to sleep. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah says, we raised them up after 309 years. They started asking one another, Kam labithtum? How long were we sleeping? How long were we sleeping? Labithna yawman. Someone said, we slept for one day. Oh, ba'da yawm. The other one said, we slept for a portion of one day.